My name is Kate Huber. I'm 16 years old. Today, November 25th, 2018, I'm speaking with Patty Huber, who is my mom, and we are recording in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was very shy. I was the youngest of four. Didn't have to talk very much because my family did it for me. But I was very shy. I liked to be by my mom all the time.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Moses Lake, Washington from third grade on. Before that, we lived in Germany.
How was living in Germany?
Germany was a lot of fun. My favorite part was the Kris Kringle market during Christmas time. It was very festive. A lot of handmade German goods and the big cuckoo clock in the middle of the square.
Where were you born?
I was actually born in Fort Rucker, Alabama.
That's funny. You ended up back here.
My dad was in the military, so we traveled.
Army brat. Tell me about a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Okay, so my teacher that I remember was Mrs. Cross. The year that we had her, she's my third grade teacher. She actually retired after we left. She was an older lady, but it was my first year back in the States, and I had no friends, and she was the sweetest lady, and she's the one who taught me 8 times 8, fell on the floor, pick it up, and it's 64. And actually, the funny thing is I actually went to a yard sale at her house when she was selling everything and moving into an assisted living place, and I got a measuring cup. No, I got a sifter from her, and I still have it.
The duck one? That's funny.
Yeah, but she was very sweet, very kind to me, because I had no friends. She's the one who introduced me to people to help me get to know them.
Did you speak German, too? German and English?
I wasn't fluent in German, but I could speak German, because I went to a school on a military base, so we spoke English.
Oh, gotcha. Are there any funny stories people tell about you when you were growing up?
Well, one that I was reminded of is not, no one told me about it, but one time I went to lunch, and when we were in high school, we had open campus so we could leave for lunch, and it was snowing out, and we went down to Safeway to get something to eat, and when my friend got out of the car, they shut that car door on my finger, and she locked it, and so she had to come back to get it, open up for my finger to get out.
That's so painful.
It was, but she, and, you know, we didn't have a clicker, so she had to unlock the door, and she was sliding all over the place. But I had a biology test, and it was the meanest teacher, and I had to go back and tell him I couldn't take the test. I couldn't write with my finger. My finger's still bent from it.
Did he let you skip?
Yeah, I actually told me to go call my mom because my finger was really bad.
So he wasn't the meanest teacher.
Well, I felt like I was scared. He wasn't mean, I guess. Yeah, I was just scared of him to tell him because he was very strict.
Gotcha. Did you like school?
I did. I liked school in Germany a lot. We went on a lot of fun field trips there, so I feel like that was really fun, but that was only first and second grade.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember walking to school. I had to walk by this graveyard and down this road. Anyways, we'd run through there. But yeah. Yeah, but I did like school. I enjoyed it. But I think I enjoyed probably my grade school better than high school.
High school or college?
Are those my two? I enjoyed college.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to school at Eastern Washington University in Cheney, Washington.
Where'd you go? What was your major?
Recreation management.
What'd you do with that?
So I did my internship at the Breakers in Palm Beach, and then I continued working there, and then I transferred to the Boca Raton Resort and Club. Then I went there, and then I came to Alabama and worked at the Head Injury Foundation doing recreation with them, and then I went to the YMCA, child care director.
YMCA.
Yep.
That's fun. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Okay, so my advice for my teenage self would be to put God first before all things, and that teenage years last but a minute. So the things that I thought were never going to end or when things were bad and tough, you know, you feel like it was never going to be over, but yet it's over in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I personally would have loved God and put Him first in my life, that would have, you know, been a, you know, would have been a different...
Yeah, it wouldn't matter what people said about you.
Well, it would have been a game changer. I'd had different friends, but I...
Your identity would be in Him and...
Yeah, and not in who I was or who I had to be to make it, whatever, you know, and trying to find friends. And it's totally different, obviously, now than then because we didn't have phones and we didn't see all that. But it was, you know...
Yes. Yeah, phones definitely changed everything. Millennials.
Yes, we had our own phone line. My sister.
I don't even know what a phone line is.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
Yes. I would say my mom.
Hmm.
I think I learned a lot from her when she was alive, but now that she's dead, I think I've, I cling to more things that she told me and that I know that are truth and that I understand better now. She worked very hard. She loved us probably more than I've ever seen anyone love their children before. And she never complained about hard times. She just made it work and she persevered. She persevered and she took care of us. She did what she had to do. She didn't give up. And she loved God. She didn't get mad and say, why me? She just said, this is where I'm at. I'm going to go forward. And she worked very hard.
And that's really sweet.
It was sweet.
I'm glad that you had, that you've seen that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. Have you been a part of any historical events?
I guess the biggest one that I've been a part of is, that I actually took part in was when Mount St. Helens blew in 1980. My sister was supposed to graduate high school. We were at church, actually, and it was noon, and it was pitch black outside, and someone called to the church and told us what happened because we didn't know. And we had to drive home. We lived on the base, and so we were, like, 20 minutes from the church, and so we couldn't even see the road. It was, like, probably like 31, the road was, but there wasn't
buildings,
right, just a plane, but we couldn't see the road. We had to like watch the line on the side of the road for my mom, but with that, we got all the powder, so when the powder got wet, it got really heavy, so you couldn't have AC on, and since I had asthma, I had to wear a mask. Everyone started wearing a mask, actually, and you had to shovel the roof of your house, because we had like, you know, a foot of the stuff on our roof, and you had to shovel it off the roof, and there was nowhere to put it, because you couldn't bag it up, so we had a big pile in the middle of the road, big pile of ash, and it was, like, deep, so if you walked in it, like, you would sink in it, you know,
yeah.
But we had dust everywhere all the time. It was really bad, but,
well, was it in the summer?
It was in May.
So you're out of
1980. No, we hadn't, my sister was going to graduate, so we, at the last little bit of swag last week and a half, but they canceled it and she couldn't graduate. They said send the diplomas in the mail.
That is kind of sad.
It was sad. She didn't get to ever walk. Is that sad?
That is really actually kind of sad.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a story about the first time you remember being aware of politics?
Yeah, so I remember politics. Like, my mom would talk about it, but I never really took responsibility of it until actually I graduated college. And when I actually went to Alabama, from Florida to Alabama, when I came to Alabama is when I started to pay attention more, which is really sad because I was much older, but I always thought it was somebody else's job because I wasn't settled down yet, which was not correct thinking. You know, I was like, I'm not going to, I never registered to vote in Florida because I really wasn't a citizen there. I wasn't a resident in Florida.
Well, that's true, but still. Whoa.
I know I should have did absentee ballots. I mean, I did it for the first time, and then I didn't do it again. It was weird. I don't know. I just was, I don't know what I was thinking.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to express my right to vote.
Yeah, well, that's why I encourage you guys, like, don't take it lightly, and we try to stay
up to date
on politics and what's going on and everything, you know. And also, too, I'll say this. When we first got married, so we didn't have cable for the first, 18 years. We didn't have cable. And remember, when we first got married, there was not really internet. So true. We took the paper. We
did y'all not stuff. Listen to the radio?
We did, but it was the Christian radio. There was news briefs on there, but I would get the paper. But the paper was very biased a lot of times, and so it was hard to get accurate of what's going on. Does that make sense? You didn't really...
Yeah.
So...
Do they not have, like something like Fox on the radio?
They may have, but I don't listen to it.
Why not?
Because I listen to Christian music, and I have little kids. I didn't really have time to listen to the radio. Like, I didn't want to have the news on.
Didn't have kids the first 5 years.
Well, I worked.
Yeah, well,
I worked full-time.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Right. I was just busy, and we had 2 jobs. Your dad, we were youth directors at a church, too, so I had working, and then we had that.
It's true. Can you talk about why a particular law or policy is important to you?
Yeah. I think two of them. I think the sanctity of life is important, and I think the sanctity of marriage. Those two are very important to me.
Why?
Why? Okay. So I think sanctity of life, I think life happens at conception, not... when they can see the fingers and the toes and everything else. Mm-hmm. I think there's life right away when there is conception. So that's important to me. I think it's a taking of a human life. And I get really upset when they take life, you know, really late. It's just really sad to me, you know. And then also the sanctity of marriage. I think it's one man and one woman. I know there's a lot going on in this world, but that is how God ordained marriage to be. So I really, those are the two things that I would stand by. More than anything.
That's good. What were you doing on 9/11?
I was in my house on Chapel Hill Road, and I just called my mom and told her what happened. I think I was like folding clothes or something, and I had the TV, and I was getting ready to go somewhere. And so we did have TV, but we must have not got the
cable yet.
Right, and so I saw that was on. I was watching the Good Morning Show. And so I was watching a cable show. I mean, not the cable, but the
TV.
TV. And I was folding clothes, and I saw what had happened, so I called my mom in Washington, and she was, 2 hours behind me, and woke her up, and... It was tragic. Just listening to all the, not knowing what was happening next. Like, it was very scary because you didn't know what was going to happen next. You didn't know if they were going to come. And then every day after that, you know, Aunt Rebecca, Brett's sister, was going to get married. And I drove up there, but he was going to take a plane up there, but he actually canceled his ticket and drove because no one knew.
Who?
Your dad.
Oh.
To go up to the wedding. So Coach Jennings.
I wouldn't fly either.
Coach Jennings drove with him up there, and I drove up with Natalie, with Caleb, and so for her wedding, because we didn't know what was going to happen.
I wouldn't fly either.
So I think the most thing for that day was the scariest, because you didn't know what was going to happen next. And then those 2 planes, and then the one that happened in D.C. and the other one that was grounded, you just didn't know. And so I think the unknown, that was the most scary thing that, you know, you think was, you didn't know what was going to happen next. So
last question is, do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country? Because, you know, Grandma always said we were Vikings.
Yeah, so actually my...
part of the Mayflower, I don't know.
My aunt did some research on it, and so on my mom's side, one was from Sweden, and they actually, not her parents, but their parents, her grandparents, they came over on a boat and stuff, and they came through that. But
as immigrants?
Mm-hmm. But now my dad's family have been in the United States for I don't know how long.
Like the Mayflower or something?
I don't know if they came that early, but I know they came over because one of my great uncles signed the Declaration of Independence, so they have been heavily in politics. Oliver Wolcott. Mm-hmm.
Signed the Declaration of Independence.
Right. So, but the odd thing is, when April got her DNA testing done just to see, it said that we had North African and Europe in us. So that's where, I don't really know.
Someone was a plantation owner or something?
Well, Oliver Wolcott was.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? The people that lived here were plantation owners.
It's true.
Because they were all, you know, in Virginia, and
that's what they did.
Yes. That's what they did.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending your time talking to me today. I appreciate it.
No problem.